I'd like to add a few more bullets to this. Why is scene analysis different from image analysis? In what ways? The first group of ways were called recovery, and they were sometimes known in this cutesy way as shape from X, which meant obtaining depth information from cues in a single image. So I mentioned using texture as such a cue, and that goes way back. I mentioned using so-called shading as such a cue, and that represents Horn's milestone thesis on shape from shading. The third one that goes with the first two, sometimes called shape from contour, it's the deduction from clues about boundary curves as to which things are in front of which things. It typically gives you relative depth information. And this was pioneered by Adolfo Guzman at MIT in the mid-60s. Guzman came up with all sorts of clever rules for looking at a line drawing, at a Bloch's World line drawing. And later attempts were made to extend it to more general line drawings. But you look at the various kinds of junctions, and you say, aha, does this junction appear to be just from a view of a single object, which you happen to be looking at from an edge or looking at an edge or a corner of, or does this look as though there's one object occluding another? What kind of junction have we got here? So one of Guzman's early heuristics was, if you find T-junctions, you should be very suspicious of occlusion. A T-junction has the following sort of situation. Above the T is one region. Below the crossbar of the T are two regions. Well, the hypothesis is the region above the crossbar of the T is in front, and its edge is covering up something which itself consists of two regions, but the reason you've got a T is the boundary between the two further back regions is being partially hidden by the further front region. This is the heuristic of T's suggesting occlusion, which is one of several rules that Guzman came up with. A whole lot of people in the early 70s took Guzman's rules and put them on a more firm foundation. So there's a lot more understanding now of what you can infer or try to infer about three-dimensional layout of a scene from this kind of cue having to do with apparent interpositions of objects and their boundaries. So the so-called recovery business got to be a major sub-industry of robot vision, scene analysis. Again, computer vision's a good generic term. I might parenthetically say there are a lot of these semi-synonymous terms. A lot of people liked to use image understanding because they wanted to feel a part of the ARPA funding, even though they didn't have any of the money. But there are people who call it computational vision, people with different tastes in the phraseology. The people who call it computational vision seem to be mainly interested in studying models for biological visual systems. The people who call it image understanding maybe are interested in treating vision as an inverse problem of inferring information about a scene from an image. The people who call it machine vision maybe are interested in applications, but these are all maybes. These terms are used quite interchangeably by different schools.